We will now take up testimony on House Bill 1128, which revises certain requirements concerning county budget hearings. Representative Bartling, welcome to local government.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. It's an honor to sit before you here today to present to you House Bill 1128, which comes from the group of the South Dakota Association of County Officials, a group that is very close and dear to my heart. So, House Bill 1128 is basically a bill that clarifies the requirements concerning the notice of the hearings for the provisional county budgets. At present time, it states that on the first Tuesday of September at 10 a.m. that the county board shall meet for the purpose of considering its budget. What this amendment would do is actually just leave it to the discretion of the board as to what time the provisional budget will be heard, because not all counties meet at 10 a.m. You know, every board may have a little bit of a difference in the time that they want to meet. And so that is basically the gist of this bill, is that it leaves it into the hands of the county commissioners to still provide their publications, but allows them to set their time that meets a more favorable time for them, so that they can hear from their constituents in their counties on their provisional budget that they have put together. And I will basically close with that, and I will remain for questions, but I think the next individual that will speak is Mr. Rich Sagast, who is the executive director of the association, and can answer any of your technical questions with that.
Thank you, Representative Bartling. We'll ask you to stand by for just a few moments. I do know you're out of committee and need to get back. So, further proponents on House Bill 1128. Mr. Sagast.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Rich Sagast, registered lobbyist for Association of County Officials. I think Representative Bartling probably put this in about the best perspective that can be put. The legislation, if you look through it, there is quite a bit of overstrikes and underscores, and for the majority, those were Legislative Research Council cleanup portions. If you go down to on page 1, section 10, or line 10, excuse me, basically, all we're doing is trying to bring the statutes up to what is currently in law as far as what commissioners can do for their committee hearings. If I may, I'll go to section 7-8-16 in statute, not in the bill, but in statute. It states that the board may occasionally hold its sessions at any other suitable place at the county seat or in a public place, and if notice of the meeting is published. And so basically what we're doing with the provisional budget is kind of bringing that into modern times, when the county can go ahead and hold meetings at a time and place, still on the same day, but that will be more compliant with whatever's going on in the county at that time. We may have a situation where we're going to have more people attending the provisional budget hearing than what the space may allow. And so all we're doing is allowing the county to say that they will hold it at, say, 9 o'clock in the morning and across the street rather than at the courthouse. This kind of falls into compliance with what, and this is how it was brought to our attention, with what the Department of Revenue sends out to the counties prior to their provisional budget hearings, which they send out a sample notice. And basically the sample notice includes in it lines to be filled in by the county, such as, you know, notice is hereby given by blank county, and the provisional budget hearing will be given at blank time. And so this is how it was brought to our attention, was people were filling in the times that they were normally going to hold the meeting. However, when you looked in statute, it says you had to do it at 10 a.m. So.
Thank you, Mr. Sagast. Further proponents of House Bill 1128. Further proponents.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is David Bordewijk, registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Newspaper Association. We are certainly okay with this bill. There are, as Rich said, a lot of strike-throughs and underlines, but it doesn't change any of the notice requirements or provisions of the law. It's just cleaning up some language, so we're okay with it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bordewijk. Further proponents, House Bill 1128. Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1128? Any opponents? If not, we'll take questions from the committee. Seeing none, we'll close to committee action and or discussion.
Madam Chair.
Representative Hargens.
I would move do pass.
We have a do pass motion on House Bill 1128 by Representative Hargens. And
I would second.
And Representative Slaughter seconds that. Discussion on that motion. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Aye.
Hanson?
Aye.
Hargens?
Aye. Holbeck?
Aye.
Hunter? Aye. Lentz? Aye. Marshall? Aye. Rodin? Aye. Sigster? Aye. Slaughter?
Aye.
Donovan? Aye. House Bill 1128 goes to the floor. Do pass. Representative Mitchell.
Madam Chairman, I move consent agenda, consent calendar, excuse me.
It's been moved consent. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved consent by Representative Mitchell, seconded by Representative Hanson. Discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. House Bill 1128 goes to the floor, consent calendar. And I believe it was just the way you pitched it that did that, Representative Bartlett. Come back anytime. Thank you.